It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 22nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is inchoate, spelled I-N-C-H-O-A-T-E. Inchoate is an adjective. That means imperfectly formed or formulated. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Jeanette Katsoulis. Petrifying sights and sounds haunt her nights, and inchoate shadows hover around her. The word inchoate comes from incoare, which means to start work on in Latin, but translates literally as to hitch up. Incoare combines the prefix in with the Latin noun coum, which refers to the strap that secures a plow beam to a draft animal's yoke. The concept of this initial step toward the larger task of plowing a field explains how inchoate came to describe something as a plan or an idea in its early, not fully formed stages of development. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.